Mr. Tesari. You're 2 minutes late, not quite so welcome to our small and very focused event. First, I have to say, I'm going to talk to Loipa. We're very, very sorry. She fell sick, and we somehow tried to replace her, which is impossible, but we managed to keep the program. So I will later come back to the changes we made. I'm Elisa Lopez. I work for Fed of Girls Europe. And here I'm actually on behalf of the joint project, which is a cooperation of NGOs who are specializing in the field of youth care. And now we are looking more closer in the issue of nuclear waste, which we want to do especially at this event. I also have to say that we did ask the relevant ministries, and they only came up the person from Hungary. They wanted to send us, after we sent out the final update of the program, where I was late anyway, and had time only at the lunchtime, where we already have a program also with Mr. Galino, who had to come from Brussels. So I'm sorry we couldn't have him here. Coming back to the changes, just quickly, we keep the morning program as is, and for the afternoon block, a colleague of Jojo Hoyas, Martin, will present her presentation, and then we have for the discussion later, we will welcome Mr. Andras Perger, who used to work for Energy Club on the nuclear issue and is now going to be in Hungary. So I think we have a very, very good replacement, and so this program doesn't have to change. I think I don't have to give an introduction, just quickly. We have now the nuclear waste directive, which was actually a plan, I think already in 2000. It was pushed also a lot, I think, from the European Commission itself, which to solve this issue, which of course has to be welcomed, to push member states, those with the commercial nuclear programs, to after 60 years of commercial use of nuclear power and still no solution, to set up programs and to see how to solve it. I think this is, of course, a very good impetus, and we now looked into how the implementation is going forward. Gabriele Maas will speak on this. She evaluated using the existing information. And then I'm very happy that we are able to build that time Mr. Massimo Oliva from the European Commission. He is the director of nuclear safety and energy. Who will try to explain to us all the things the European Commission can do, cannot do, want to do, and reflect hopefully on the mass issues she will bring up, and also a little bit, I think, already on the topics that Libya said concerning the export and reprocessing of waste, also from EU member states. In Russia was possible under the European legislation that we have now. So yeah, I think this is all, and we start the first presentation.